Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is 12:07 and time for the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I'm the host of the show, coming to you live from the basement studios at my home in Cottage Grove. My best buddy, Jonathan Lowe, is at the historic WCCO Radio studio, and he is making sure that our guests are patched in through the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. It is 71 degrees outside right now, pretty cloudy with a high of 79, and I am hoping that these isolated showers that we have experienced today will go ahead and move on out of the way. Because there's something that I have been looking forward to, something that I have been starving myself so that I can participate in, that Cottage Grove Food Truck Festival. It has been marked on my calendar since the state fair. And I am so excited about going there and just eating everything that I can get my hands on. Another thing that I'm excited about is this new viral trend. Now, I don't know if you all have seen it, but y'all know I stay on social media, right? And I'm new to TikTok. I'm one of TikTok's newest members. And so one of the trends on TikTok and Instagram and so many other social media platforms involves one of our very own Grammy-nominated musicians right here from the Twin Cities. Y'all remember Stokely Williams' Mint Condition song, Pretty Brown Eyes? One of their first and biggest hits, right? Keep Breaking My Heart. I don't want to sing it because I don't want to mess it up real bad. But anyway, folks are getting photos of their parents and grandparents back when they were younger. And they're saying, you know, showing the current picture of them. It says, my mom or my grandma says she used to be a heartbreaker. And then they play Pretty Brown Eyes, and the song says, keep breaking my heart. Jonathan, we're going to have to find that. And then when the song comes on, they show pictures of their younger mom or their younger grandparent or their younger aunt or uncle. And it is just so amazing. And it's so much fun. And I was like, I wonder if Stokely knows about this. So I invited him to come on the show today. He's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Stoke, good morning and welcome to the Shaletta Show.
Good morning. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. Now, did you have any idea that Pretty Brown Eyes was trending all over social media with folks going to find the photos of their aunts and uncles and parents and grandparents and putting those old school heartbreak pictures on there?
I had been hearing it and seeing it for weeks now. It's been a minute. And mind you, this is the second time this has happened. This happened a while back, on, and it was another TikTok challenge with the same song, another part of the song. And we're just like, wow. So you have other generations that are coming, you know, getting in on this thing. So when I go do the show and get to that part of the song, it's like, wait a minute, that's the guy, that's the song that, you know, they're making the connection. So after a song that we've been doing since, my God, I'm going to date myself, like 89, we wrote this, 89, 88, you know, in the back in the 1900s.
I was going to say, like my kids say, back in the 1900s, they call it the olden days. But, you know, that's good music, though. I mean, here we are in the year of our Lord, 20 and 24, and the song from 1989 is still resonating with these young people. Why do you think all these years it is still moving and breathing and living?
It's true people music, you know, is music of the soul. So that doesn't go anywhere. There's no time stamp. It's what they call just timeless music. So it has nothing to do with the 1900s or 2024. This thing will live on as long as people are alive. And, you know, it just resonates inside a human being. So I think there's no limit. There's no, anybody can get it, as they say, you know what I mean? As long as you got a beating heart, living affections. Yeah.
And I think it's just so funny how creative these young people are with these timeless classics, like your song with Mint Condition, Pretty Brown Eyes, how they've taken that and put in the younger photos of their parents and grandparents on there, making this montage right to that part of the song where they talk about keep breaking my heart, you know, and they are just jamming. You know, I know you've seen some of them. Talk to me about some of the ones that have kind of touched your heart or that you see as being some of the most creative.
I don't know. There's so many folks that I just get a kick out of, you know, younger folks not believing, or just like, man, I can't believe my mother or my father. What? They still look like this? Y'all were, you know, because kids think they're the first to do anything, you know, and they just can't believe that there was a whole life that was lived before, you know, children. So, I mean, I just get a kick out of that, and I see the comments under it. And that's the biggest thing for me. It just gives me a little chuckle, you know. But there's so many creators that I don't know. It's just I saw one the other day that they had Johnny Jackson on, which is, you know, really I thought was a hoop. It was hilarious. Yeah.
Man, I saw, and the one that I saw that got me was Elle DeBarge's daughter, the R&B singer. She said, you know, my dad said he was a heartbreaker back in the day, and then the song came on, and I started seeing all these pictures, and I sent her a note. I said, honey, your daddy can still get it, okay? Let's not play. Let's not pretend. Your daddy is still a heartbreaker. That wasn't a back in the day thing. But, you know, it is so right because, you know, these kids think that we just, you know, we've been parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles all our lives. I was like, hey, I didn't always wear this crossbody purse and wear these knickerbockers, okay? Skechers, okay? I used to wear the hot shorts and the half shirts and the high heel boots, okay? I was at Freak Nick. I didn't make the documentary, but I was there, okay? All right, so don't play with me.
The kids become like your parent. Now put some clothes on, mama. Don't do that.
So I know you're in Oxnard, California. You're getting ready for a big show. You know, talk to me about, you know, what happens when this song come on, because this song was how you all were not only introduced to us and our generation, but now our children.
Yeah, I mean, that show's not going to happen, by the way, but, you know, it's all good. But I want to show, you know, we can't do that song, you know, without leaving the stage. It's funny because back there was a couple of times where I'll give you the short little story with the Mint. We had done that song every kind of way, you know, remixed it because we were so, you know, when it first came out, we were so tired of playing it. I mean, it was everywhere on the radio all the time. We had to perform it day in, day out, sometimes 2-3 times a day, depending on what event we were performing at. And we would just rearrange it and flip this thing around. So we were so tired of it at one point, we decided that, why don't we just not play the song? We just let's move on. not a good idea. It was just not, that didn't work. So we found out very quickly that there's no way, you know, that can have people just up in arms with like, no, with you cannot leave the stage, almost a riot. And, but when it comes on, it's just, you know, you learn to appreciate the catalog that you have, we all have. And it's, you know, if it's making people happy, but at this point, it's nostalgia, you know, somebody's birthday, somebody's mother celebrating something, you know, a wedding, an anniversary. That's what it's about. That's why we do music, to kind of resonate at a higher vibration. And that's, you know, I'm proud of that. Proud to be a part of that legacy with the fellas. And yeah, it's an amazing feeling for me to see that smile and that people get up and dance and just, you know, have a good time.
And, you know, we are proud as Minnesotans. You know, we like to claim folks. You know, we still claiming Lizzo, right. And she was here for 45 minutes. And so when we, you know, see you doing so well and singing and performing, you know, songs with Snoop Dogg and so many others, you know, you getting ready to go, you know, off to another country to do your thing. You know, yeah. We feel like, you know, that is, you know, part of us is leaving. Part of us is singing. You know, talk to me about, yeah. You know, what it means to you to have, you know, Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul as your hometown and to have the support of the people who live here.
Oh, it's amazing. I do definitely a lot of Minnesota pride. You know, St. Paul, Minneapolis, this is my home ground, stomping ground. It's the area and the environment which made me, which made us everything we are. You know, the whole community, the whole environment. And I take this place with me wherever I go on my back, and I represent it, you know, hopefully well. And, you know, just all the things that, all my sensibilities, everything, you know, that when I think about it, go somewhere cold, I'm like, ah, this ain't nothing. This is how we handle it in soda. You know what I mean? This ain't nothing. And that snow ain't really nothing. What? Dust that off your shoulder, keep going. But it's cold out. That's, please, this is cute. You know,
this is cute. This is nice.
Yeah,
this ain't even enough. This ain't nothing.
So, I mean, it's a lot of pride that goes along with it. And I'm just mm-hmm. really fortunate to have come from such an amazing spot, you know, in the world. Yeah.
Now, tell me this, because somebody's DMing me. Folks are excited that you're on the show. You're listening to Stokely Williams, Grammy Award-winning singer and former lead singer of Mint Condition, right here on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, talking about the viral trend involving one of his first big hits with Mint Condition, Pretty Brown Eyes. And they want to know, what does this mean for a musician? Is this extra money? Is it just visibility? Does this mean more ticket sales? Does this mean more streams? You know, folks want to know, how does this affect the bottom line?
Well, more so than anything, first of all, I think visibility, you know, mm-hmm. the way that streaming works, there's not a lot of money in it, but I think the visibility will translate. It's important as long as you're out there, as you know, as I am, you know, and, you know, it just brings more awareness to the catalog of Mint Condition and the greatness that is, and everything that we've created. And so, and I'm they're performing those songs as well. So they're making the connections, and it's just bring a good, you know, my thing is, like, as a musician, what you're trying to do is just change life one note at a time, one city at a time, one record at a time, and hopefully you affect somebody's life for the better. So that's the biggest picture. And of course, you know, the biggest thing is to be, you know, accepted by your peers and people who, you know, you just kind of, you know, good job, big boy, you know. Good job. You've done this. Mm-hmm. Done such a great job of, you know, getting this catalog out there. It's a great song. And, you know, it just kind of reminds people of the work that you've done. So that's great. And you just keep going with it. Yeah. So the visibility, I would say, would be the biggest thing. Yeah.
Okay. Now, before you go, you got to tell me what's next. What's up? What you got going on?
A little bit of everything. You know, as we know this, you know, it's a lot of people, you know, in our industry, we're kind of catching up from this whole pandemic that happened, you know, because, you know, we were down for a little while. So everything, there's a lot of dates that have been put on hold. So we're just getting to put all those makeup dates, getting some new dates. I'm in the middle of the next project, working with a lot of different people. I got some production projects that I'm working on. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff. I got some, you know, been auditioning for this thing here, that, you know, I just came off of this stage play of doing the Super Freak, the story of Rick James, and doing more, looking at getting more into that kind of thing. So it's been a lot of moving parts over here. So just hopefully keep going up Stokely Official. That's my IG or Facebook. And yeah, check out how I'm moving, and hopefully get on this train and have a little fun.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being on the show. You are so busy, and the fact that you took some time to chat with us and keep our listeners updated about what is going on in Stokely's world. We are so just honored to have you here. Stokely Williams, former lead singer of Mint Condition, joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
All right. Y'all stick around. We've got more to come.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 12:24. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I tell you, Jonathan, I think I got to be some kind of superhero because I got these 4 kids. I got these best-selling children's books. I got this column in Star Tribune that I'm doing just like blowing up through the roof. I got this radio show. I got this little podcasting network. And now, Jonathan, I have an Emmy. Did you hear about it? I don't know if you saw the billboards or maybe my 5,100 social media post that I put up, but I won an Emmy.
Wow, I did not know that. Congratulations.
Jonathan, where have you been? I took out 2 billboards. I purposely took out one in St. Paul by your house because I thought you might pass it and then drive off the road. You didn't see it.
I don't live in St. Paul.
I thought you...
No, I don't live in St. Paul.
I thought you...
I live close to St. Paul, but I don't live in St. Paul.
Wait, don't you shop at the Cub Foods?
Which Cub? Wait. Hold on.
I'm not saying I've been stalking you.
No, wait.
I'm just saying I thought that last time I trailed you, you was at the Cub Foods on White Bear and
No.
Off of Burns Avenue. You don't
go
over there?
No, sorry. That is not
That's wasn't you?
That's not
I
one
was
of
stalking
the
wrong person.
That's
sorry.
Not one of the 5,011 Cub Foods that are in the Twin Cities. When you say you shop at Cub Foods, where are you? That's a Where's Waldo moment.
I thought I saw you at the Cub Foods in St. Paul off of 94 and White Bear. But that wasn't you. Okay. I was stalking the wrong person. You got a twin somewhere. That's all I can say. I can tell you there's somebody in town who look a lot like you.
I have been told I look like that person that they know from high school. A handful of times since I've moved here, I've been
really
someone's approached me like, "Hey, didn't you go to Harding or didn't you go to Central or didn't you go to?"
And they were sure of it. They were just absolutely sure that they
Bloomington,
were correct.
Yeah, Bloomington Kennedy or Southwest or wherever. I'm like, no, I did not grow up here. And they're like, oh, you look like that guy. I'm like, yeah, I've gotten that a few times.
Okay.
I got one of those faces.
Right. Yeah, because I've been working with you for, what, 4 or 5 years now? And I could have swore I saw you over there. Because when I was putting up my billboard for the Emmys, I was like, put it over there by the Cub Food. Because I think Jonathan over there, that's where he be shopping. I want to shock him when he, and I done put it up and you ain't even. Okay.
This, hey, my intel is bad. It is a shock hearing it right now on the radio. Either way, you shocked me. So there you go.
Well, it's for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. We streamed it live on Care 11. And so since we streamed it and it went out live, it qualified for the Emmy Awards.
That's fantastic.
And so, yes. And so so we won the Governor's Award for Community Service, you know, a broadcasting event that, you know, did a good job of helping people in the community. And so it was one that was kind of hand selected. Now, the actual awards are on the 19th and those are voted on. But this is one where the governing board of the Emmys looked at all the nominees and selected one. So they picked us. I'm not bragging or nothing. I'm just telling you what happened. See, that's what happens when you blessed. When you blessed and you talk about what happened, it sounds like you're bragging. But you're really just talking about, you know, how things went down.
I believe in some circles they would call that a humble brag.
A humble brag. Oh, I like that. It's yes. HB. You call me HB. That's my new name. That's my new nickname. That's HB.
Humble brag is your new
nickname. Humble brag is my new nickname. I love it. Now, what have you been up to? What's the latest? What's going on? You gearing up for football season? You ready? What you, you know, I know you love this college football. I mean, this is your time, right?
This is part of my time. Any time of the year when sports are involved is my time. I float. I'm big into baseball. I'm big into basketball. Big into football, and I've got a little bit of golf right now on the screen as well. So any time of year is my time of year. I don't discriminate.
Okay, now, what is your favorite sport? I've never asked you this. You like all of them, but there's somebody, you got to have a favorite.
My favorite from childhood has been basketball.
Okay, college or pros?
Maybe college a little bit more than pro, but I'm great either way. You set me in front of an NBA game, and I marvel at the class and the athleticism and WNBA games as well. The Lynx are doing fantastic.
The Lynx are
this year.
Killing it. What is it? How many in a row have they won? Oh my goodness!
I'll have to go back and check that.
Is it five? It's like 4 or 5 in a row that the Lynx have won recently. They just, I mean, they winning by like double digits. I mean, you know, we cannot sleep on the ladies. And I just have to tell you, when Valley Sports went down off the Comcast, I just wanted to cry and die because I love the Lynx. You know, I can't always get to the game with the kids and the school schedule and the activities, but they are amazing. So they beat the Sky last night, 83-66. They just tied a franchise record for victories, and this is the 12th victory in 13 games. The Lynx are killing it, Jonathan.
They're hot right now, and they have a humongous showdown tomorrow afternoon with the top team. Right now, the Lynx are the second-best team in the WNBA. They're going to take on the top team in the WNBA tomorrow, the New York Liberty in New York, tomorrow afternoon as a preview. And what could be a preview of the WNBA Finals. The season is winding down. I believe the playoffs start in the next week or two here. So it's getting close to crunch time. And the Lynx will definitely be in the playoffs. They'll definitely be in a host position in these semifinal series. So it'll be fun to watch.
I cannot wait. And I can't wait to tell y'all about this weather. We've got more of that coming up on the Shaletta Show. It is 12:37. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. You know, everybody knows me for different reasons. Some folks know me because they listen to CCO Radio. Some folks know me, you know, because they watch Almanac. And other folks know me because of the children's books. You know, I've got 4 beautiful children. 3 of them have autism. And so I've written 4 best-selling autism children's books, because I want to spread awareness and education about kids and adults on the spectrum. And so my children are growing up. You know, we did the children's books, you know. And so now that we're growing up, they say, Mom, we don't want our next book to be a kid's book. We're in junior high now. We want to do a graphic novel. And at first I thought they were being naughty. But apparently graphic novel for them means different than what it means if you grew up in the 70s. That's a whole different type of graphic novel, right? And so I called the folks over at Learner Publishing. I talked to Andy and I said, listen, y'all do really good work, especially in communities of color, helping to tell our stories in authentic ways. I want to do graphic novels about my kids. So I met with them. And you know me, I got to make sure that I'm teaming up with the right people. I don't work with just anybody. And so I said, well, what is going on? What do you have coming up? I need to find out what, you know, different diverse communities you all are working and collaborating with. What are you doing? And they said, you'll love this. Midwest Indigenous Immersion Network is collaborating with us to bring Ojibwe books to young readers. I said, sold. That's it. That's it. That's it. Sold. Fiction and nonfiction books. Three new paperback series translated by native Ojibwe speakers. They're all available for young readers. There's a fall series. I'm so excited with Adam Lerner and his team over at Lerner Books for the work that they are doing to make sure that all stories and all voices are heard and told. And so I said, well, give me somebody to talk to. And they said, talk to Gimme One. Dustin Burnett, educator and nonprofit leader. He is here to discuss right now the plans to create these books to learn about Ojibwe people and culture. And Gimme One, I just appreciate you being on the show today.
Happy to be here, Shaletta. Thanks for having me.
Now, Gimme One, talk to me about how this partnership came about, because I don't know about you, but in this season of my life, it's all about partnerships. It's all about taking our stories, the Ojibwe stories, the autism stories, stories about communities of color and our people, and bringing them to the masses, but in a way that's authentic, and it's not, you know, insulting. It's not, you know, something that we are going to be ashamed of later. It is a true partnership with the purpose of producing good content.
Absolutely. And I agree with everything you said. Adam and Andy have been incredible and instrumental in the partnership. It's been a real joy working with Lerner. So for our nonprofit network, Midwest Indigenous Immersion Network, we help to facilitate collaboration between Ojibwe language organizations. We're really widespread all the way from the other side of Detroit and Walpole Island into Wisconsin, Minnesota, Manitoba, all over the place. So getting our organizations to work together to be more efficient, to have more materials for our language learners and our communities has been really a primary focus of what we do. Every year we ask our classroom staff what we can do to help behind the scenes. And every year they say they need more literature. So we're describing this problem to another mutual friend, Anne, over at Adopt a Classroom, which is another Minneapolis-based 501c3. Mm-hmm. And she got us talking with Andy over at Lerner.
And, you know, sometimes it's just about who you know. I tell people all the time that social capital is so important. And Gimme One, I want us to talk honestly, because we can, about how we have to step outside of our comfort zone, step outside of the box, trust some people that we haven't worked with before, engage with some people who don't look like us. In order for me to get my kids' books published, I had to go over here and talk to these white folks. I didn't know anything about publishing a book. I had to go find somebody who did not look like me, but I could trust to help me tell these stories.
Absolutely. You know, I was a classroom teacher for the first 13 years of my career. So I never left the four walls of my classroom. And I spent my whole career in two Bureau of Indian Education schools in Leech Lake and the Couderay. So it definitely was out of my comfort zone to go into the big city, you know, and work inside of a field that I didn't have any experience with. But once again, Lerner's been a dream partner through the whole process.
Now, I want you to talk to me about these 16 books, because this fall, 16 books across both series with plans for more books in the future. Each book is translated with so much care and features these amazing stories. And my hope, and I know your hope and prayer too, is that it fosters a deeper appreciation for the Ojibwe language and people.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Lerner was great. They opened their entire catalog to us and offered freedom to pick and choose what books we'd want to work with. And we tried this new partnership just to explore a new way of getting more books in the classroom faster. You know, it takes, I mean, you know the Shaletta, you're an author, right? It takes time, it takes artists, it takes graphic design, it takes all kinds of steps and cost to produce literature. And for us, we need more and we need it fast, but we need it to be good, right? So this partnership was a chance for us to explore getting some books in mass. And all the books we selected were consistent with what our kids are seeing when they go to school, right? So not just matching what they need for academic standards. You know, the community helpers unit specifically meets a lot of social studies standards. But it matches what our cultural pedagogy, right? Our Ojibwe students go back to school and they're ricing. They're learning about what animals do in the fall. They're learning about what we do in the fall to prep for winter. So these books were really consistent with what we thought our kids would be seeing in the classrooms.
Now, with less than 60 first language speakers of Ojibwe left in these United States of America, talk to me about how these books will serve as a valuable tool for the language revitalization.
Yeah, absolutely. Our primary service network are Ojibwe Immersion Organizations. So if people aren't familiar with immersion, it's the concept that all instruction happens in our target language. So our students come to kindergarten classroom. They'll only hear Ojibwe. They'll only see Ojibwe throughout their entire day. And we have several of these schools, and not just schools. We have pre-K programs. We have adult language programs spread all throughout the region, focusing on teaching people to be speakers of Ojibwe. But we're relatively new, right? Even our flagship program, Wadu Kudading in Lukudere, Wisconsin, started in 1999, coming up on their 25th year. So we don't have the several hundred year history of the U.S. education system. We don't have millions of contributors who've written books and helped to edit them. So we really need as much content as we can provide to develop literacy and comfort with the language for our students inside of these programs.
And it is a beautiful thing to see a wonderful partnership that is going to resonate and have so much impact on generations to come, an appreciation of the language, an appreciation of the culture, and an amazing partnership with Lerner Books. I just congratulate you on getting this done, getting it out there. It is already a success. You know, one of my favorite pastors, Gimme Juan, says success is not a dollar amount. It's when you can take an idea from inside of your head and put it in front of your face. And so many kids will come face to face with these amazing books. And I just believe that is so successful. And I thank you for sharing the story with us.
Miigwe, Shaletta. And you know what, we're hoping our next big project with Lerner is a graphic novel as well. So hopefully, or possibly our paths will cross again.
Yes. You know what? I just, you know, I don't wait for people to say it's okay. I'm, you know, let me know when you're there. I'm just going to bust up in the office. They already know I'm crazy. So I just bust up in the office. Next time you have a meeting, I'm going to come to your meeting and then we'll just have a joint meeting and we'll get the books out together at the same time. How about that?
That sounds great, Shaletta.
All right, give me one. Dustin Burnett joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We appreciate you. Have an amazing weekend.
You as well. Miigwech.
All right, brother. And you guys stick around. I have a question to ask Jonathan. I got a dilemma. I don't know what to do, but he's going to help me figure it out next. It is 2:52 right here on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. You are listening to The Shaletta Show. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. My man Jonathan Lowe is back at the WCCO Radio studio, making sure all of our guests get in on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Jonathan, was it just absolutely cool to talk to Stokely from In Condition? I don't know about you, but I still have goosebumps.
I wouldn't know. I did not talk to him.
Well, you talked to him on the phone.
Very briefly.
Okay.
It's always an honor to at least say hello to some of the greats in entertainment, whether music or film or stage or whatever. It's always an honor to at least be in their presence for a little bit.
And I have a girlfriend. Her name is Trachelle. She has just this huge crush on Stokely, and he was in Houston. And so I got tickets to the show so I can go in and do a little interview with him. And I was typing up some stuff and writing up some stories for the Black Houston newspapers, and I let her tag along. Jonathan, she was so just starstruck. She was tripping over microphones and lights and cords, and she pushed down a shelf, and everybody was like, what is wrong with her? And I couldn't answer. I was like, I don't know what's wrong with Trachelle. And I said, girl, could you just sit over here? She was breathing all heavy and hard. She was like, girl, I don't think you realize how much I love Stokely. I said, you know, I didn't realize it until today. I had no idea. Now, Jonathan, I need some ideas from you, because I'm not sure what to do in this situation. Now, back in my 20s and 30s, maybe my early 40s, if I got bad food from a restaurant, I would send them a note and read them a riot act and possibly post something on social media and shoot them a note and take the survey and just, you know, give them a piece of my mind that I took my time and my money out to go to your restaurant. The food was bad or the service was bad. And I expect you to make good on it. But I'm 52 now, and I don't want nobody spitting in my food. And so yesterday I tried out this new restaurant in Woodbury. They, you know, said that they had some, you know, southern, you know, Louisiana cuisine. And you know, I got a snapper from there, and Jonathan, the fish was old and cold. You know how fish is supposed to be light and flaky. I couldn't, Jonathan, break the fish with my fork.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
And so I ate around the fish. You know, it wasn't cheap. I ate around the fish, ate the little corn succotash they had and little rice product. And I said, well, maybe I try the fish from the other end. You know, maybe this part got cooked a little bit, but it was old fish, you know, maybe frozen a little bit too long, maybe, you know, not as fresh as it could have been, you know. And so I'm torn. Do I send a note to the manager, or do I just keep it moving and just not go back? Because I'm scared if I send a note and they say, oh yeah, come on, we'll
hate doing cardio. Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 12:37. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. You know, everybody knows me for different reasons. Some folks know me because they listen to CCO Radio. Some folks know me, you know, because they watch Almanac. And other folks know me because of the children's books. You know, I've got four beautiful children. Three of them have autism. And so I've written four best-selling autism children's books because I want to spread awareness and education about kids and adults on the spectrum. And so my children are growing up. You know, we did the children's books, you know. And so now that we're growing up, they say, Mom, we don't want our next book to be a kid's book. We're in junior high now. We want to do a graphic novel. And at first I thought they were being naughty. But apparently graphic novel for them means different than what it means if you grew up in the 70s. That's a whole different type of graphic novel, right? And so I called the folks over at Learner Publishing. I talked to Andy and I said, listen, y'all do really good work, especially in communities of color, helping to tell our stories in authentic ways. I want to do graphic novels about my kids. So I met with them. And you know me, I got to make sure that I'm teaming up with the right people. I don't work with just anybody. And so I said, well, what is going on? What do you have coming up? I need to find out what, you know, different diverse communities you all are working and collaborating with. What are you doing? And they said, you'll love this. Midwest Indigenous Immersion Network is collaborating with us to bring Ojibwe books to young readers. I said, sold. That's it. That's it. That's it. Sold. Fiction and nonfiction books. Three new paperback series translated by native Ojibwe speakers. They're all available for young readers. There's a fall series. I'm so excited with Adam Lerner and his team over at Lerner Books for the work that they are doing to make sure that all stories and all voices are heard and told. And so I said, well, give me somebody to talk to. And they said, talk to give me one. Dustin Burnett, educator and nonprofit leader. He is here to discuss right now the plans to create these books to learn about Ojibwe people and culture. And give me one. I just appreciate you being on the show today.
Happy to be here, Shaletta. Thanks for having me.
Now, give me one. Talk to me about how this partnership came about, because I don't know about you, but in this season of my life, it's all about partnerships. It's all about taking our stories, the Ojibwe stories, the autism stories, stories about communities of color and our people, and bringing them to the masses, but in a way that's authentic and it's not, you know, insulting. It's not, you know, something that we are going to be ashamed of later. It is a true partnership with the purpose of producing good content.
Absolutely. And I agree with everything you said. Adam and Andy have been incredible and instrumental in the partnership. It's been a real joy working with Lerner. So for our nonprofit network, Midwest Indigenous Immersion Network, we help to facilitate collaboration between Ojibwe language organizations. We're really widespread all the way from the other side of Detroit and Walpole Island into Wisconsin, Minnesota, Manitoba, all over the place. So getting our organizations to work together to be more efficient, to have more materials for our language learners and our communities has been really a primary focus of what we do. Every year we ask our classroom staff what we can do to help behind the scenes. And every year they say they need more literature. So we're describing this problem to another mutual friend, Ann, over at Adopt a Classroom, which is another Minneapolis-based 501c3. Mm-hmm. And she got us talking with Andy over at Lerner.
And, you know, sometimes it's just about who you know. I tell people all the time that social capital is so important. And give me one. I want us to talk honestly because we can. About how we have to step outside of our comfort zone, step outside of the box, trust some people that we haven't worked with before, engage with some people who don't look like us. In order for me to get my kids' books published, I had to go over here and talk to these white folks. I didn't know anything about publishing a book. I had to go find somebody who did not look like me, but I could trust to help me tell these stories.
Absolutely. You know, I was a classroom teacher for the first 13 years of my career, so I never left the four walls of my classroom. And I spent my whole career in two Bureau of Indian Education schools in Leech Lake and Lacouderay. So it definitely was out of my comfort zone to go into the big city, you know, and work inside of a field that I didn't have any experience with. But once again, Learner's been a dream partner through the whole process.
Now, I want you to talk to me about these 16 books, because this fall, 16 books across both series with plans for more books in the future. Each book is translated with so much care and features these amazing stories. And my hope, and I know your hope and prayer too, is that it fosters a deeper appreciation for the Ojibwe language and people.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Learner was great. They opened their entire catalog to us and offered freedom to pick and choose what books we'd want to work with. And we tried this new partnership just to explore a new way of getting more books in the classroom faster. You know, it takes, I mean, you know, the Shaletta, you're an author, right? It takes time, it takes artists, it takes graphic design, it takes all kinds of steps and cost to produce literature. And for us, we need more and we need it fast, but we need it to be good, right? So this partnership was a chance for us to explore getting some books in mass. And all the books we selected were consistent with what our kids are seeing when they go to school, right? So not just matching what they need for academic standards. You know, the community helpers unit specifically meets a lot of social studies standards.
Yeah.
But it matches what our cultural pedagogy, right? Our Ojibwe students go back to school and they're ricing. They're learning about what animals do in the fall. They're learning about what we do in the fall to prep for winter. So these books were really consistent with what we thought our kids would be seeing in the classrooms.
Now, with less than 60 first language speakers of Ojibwe left in these United States of America, talk to me about how these books will serve as a valuable tool for the language revitalization.
Yeah, absolutely. Our primary service network are Ojibwe immersion organizations. So if people aren't familiar with immersion, it's the concept that all instruction happens in our target language. So our students come to kindergarten classroom. They'll only hear Ojibwe. They'll only see Ojibwe throughout their entire day. And we have several of these schools, and not just schools. We have pre-K programs. We have adult language programs spread all throughout the region, focusing on teaching people to be speakers of Ojibwe. But we're relatively new, right? Even our flagship program, Wadu Kudading in Lacouderay, Wisconsin, started in 1999, coming up on their 25th year. So we don't have the several hundred year history of the U.S. education system. We don't have millions of contributors who've written books and helped to edit them. So we really need as much content as we can provide to develop literacy and comfort with the language for our students inside of these programs.
And it is a beautiful thing to see a wonderful partnership that is going to resonate and have so much impact on generations to come, an appreciation of the language, an appreciation of the culture, and an amazing partnership with Learner Books. I just congratulate you on getting this done, getting it out there. It is already a success. You know, one of my favorite pastors, Gimme Juan, says success is not a dollar amount. It's when you can take an idea from inside of your head and put it in front of your face. And so many kids will come face to face with these amazing books. And I just believe that is so successful. And I thank you for sharing the story with us.
Miigwe, Shaletta. And you know, we're hoping our next big project with Learner is a graphic novel as well. So hopefully, or possibly our paths will cross again.
Yes. You know what? I just, you know, I don't wait for people to say it's okay. I'm, you know, let me know when you're there. I'm just going to bust up in the office. They already know I'm crazy. So I just bust up in the office. Next time you have a meeting, I'm going to come to your meeting. And then we'll just have a joint meeting. And we'll get the books out together at the same time. How about that?
That sounds great, Shaletta.
All right, give me one. Dustin Burnett joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We appreciate you. Have an amazing weekend.
You as well. Miigwech.
All right, brother. And you guys stick around. I have a question to ask Jonathan. I got a dilemma. I don't know what to do, but he's going to help me figure it out next. It is 2:52 right here on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. You are listening to The Shaletta Show. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. My man Jonathan Lowe is back at the WCCO Radio studio, making sure all of our guests get in on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Jonathan, was it just absolutely cool to talk to Stokely from In Condition? I don't know about you, but I still have goosebumps.
I wouldn't know. I did not talk to him.
Well, you talked to him on the phone.
Very briefly. It's always an honor to at least say hello to some of the greats in entertainment, whether music or film or stage or whatever. It's always an honor to at least be in their presence for a little bit.
And I have a girlfriend. Her name is Trachelle. She has just this huge crush on Stokely, and he was in Houston. And so I got tickets to the show so I can go in and do a little interview with him. And I was typing up some stuff and writing up some stories for the Black Houston newspapers, and I let her tag along. Jonathan, she was so just starstruck. She was tripping over microphones and lights and cords, and she pushed down a shelf, and everybody was like, what is wrong with her? And I couldn't answer. I was like, I don't know what's wrong with Trachelle. And I said, girl, could you just sit over here? She was breathing all heavy and hard. She was like, girl, I don't think you realize how much I love Stokely. I said, you know, I didn't realize it until today. I had no idea. Now, Jonathan, I need some ideas from you, because I'm not sure what to do in this situation. Now, back in my 20s and 30s, it may be my early 40s, if I got bad food from a restaurant, I would send them a note and read them a riot act and possibly post something on social media and shoot them a note and take the survey and just, you know, give them a piece of my mind that I took my time and my money out to go to your restaurant. The food was bad or the service was bad. And I expect you to make good on it. But I'm 52 now, and I don't want nobody spitting in my food. And so yesterday I tried out this new restaurant in Woodbury. They, you know, said that they had some, you know, southern, you know, Louisiana cuisine, and you know, I got a snapper from there, and Jonathan, the fish was old and cold. You know how fish is supposed to be light and flaky. I couldn't, Jonathan, break the fish with my fork.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
And so I ate around the fish. You know, it wasn't cheap. I ate around the fish, ate the little corn succotash they had and little rice product. And I said, well, maybe I try the fish from the other end. You know, maybe this part got cooked a little bit, but it was old fish, you know, maybe frozen a little bit too long, maybe, you know, not as fresh as it could have been, you know. And so I'm torn. Do I send a note to the manager, or do I just keep it moving and just not go back? Because I'm scared if I send a note and they say, oh yeah, come on, we'll redo it, and then I get there and everybody's looking at me smiling and rubbing their hands together, and I'm like, I don't really feel like eating spit today.
So I think it would be fine to give a concern to the people at the restaurant, to the, you know, maybe a manager there, not try to be overly angry about it. But if something else happens where, you know, maybe you go a second time and it's fine and you go a third time and it's not fine, maybe you just stop doing your business there, and you might tell people when they ask your opinion, didn't really work out for me. It wasn't really that great of a place. You know, you can go, you can do whatever you want to do, but just, you know, fair warning. So
okay,
just maybe be a little bit more subtle about it. Don't go straight to Yelp and do a diatribe on how bad it was there.
Okay. So if I send a note to the manager and they say, come in, we want to replace your order, do I go?
I would think it in good faith. Yes, you can go, and I don't think that you're not going to have a bunch of people going in there and spitting in your food.
Okay,
on good faith.
Okay, on good faith. Okay, well, I have good faith that you all will stick around and join us, because we have two more hours of the Shaletta Show coming up. It is 2:52 right here on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. You are listening to The Shaletta Show. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. My man Jonathan Lowe is back at the WCCO Radio studio, making sure all of our guests get in on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jonathan, was it just absolutely cool to talk to Stokely from Mint Condition? I don't know about you, but I still have goosebumps.
I wouldn't know. I did not talk to him.
Well, you talk to him on the phone.
Very briefly. It's always an honor to at least say hello to some of the greats in entertainment, whether music or film or stage or whatever. It's always an honor to at least be in their presence for a little bit.
And I have a girlfriend. Her name is Trachelle. She has just this huge crush on Stokely, and he was in Houston. And so I got tickets to the show so I can go in and do a little interview with him. And I was typing up some stuff and writing up some stories for the Black Houston newspapers, and I let her tag along. Jonathan, she was so just starstruck. She was tripping over microphones and lights and cords, and she pushed down a shelf, and everybody was like, what is wrong with her? And I couldn't answer. I was like, I don't know what's wrong with Trachelle. And I said, girl, could you just sit over here? She was breathing all heavy and hard. She was like, girl, I don't think you realize how much I love Stokely. I said, you know, I didn't realize it until today. I had no idea. Now, Jonathan, I need some ideas from you, because I'm not sure what to do in this situation. Now, back in my 20s and 30s, maybe my early 40s, if I got bad food from a restaurant, I would send them a note and read them a riot act and possibly post something on social media and shoot them a note and take the survey and just, you know, give them a piece of my mind that I took my time and my money out to go to your restaurant. The food was bad or the service was bad. And I expect you to make good on it. But I'm 52 now, and I don't want nobody spitting in my food. And so yesterday I tried out this new restaurant in Woodbury. They, you know, said that they had some, you know, southern, you know, Louisiana cuisine, and you know, I got a snapper from there, and Jonathan, the fish was old and cold. You know how fish is supposed to be light and flaky. I couldn't, Jonathan, break the fish with my fork.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
And so I ate around the fish. You know, it wasn't cheap. I ate around the fish, ate the little corn succotash they had and little rice product. And I said, well, maybe I try to fish from the other end. You know, maybe this part got cooked a little bit, but it was old fish, you know, maybe frozen a little bit too long, maybe, you know, not as fresh as it could have been, you know. And so I'm torn. Do I send a note to the manager, or do I just keep it moving and just not go back? Because I'm scared if I send a note and they say, oh, yeah, come on, we'll redo it. And then I get there and everybody's looking at me smiling and rubbing their hands together. And I'm like, I don't really feel like eating spit today.
So I think it would be fine to give a concern to the people at the restaurant, to the, you know, maybe a manager there, not try to be overly angry about it. But
yeah.
But if something else happens where, you know, maybe you go a second time and it's fine and you go a third time and it's not fine, maybe you just stop doing your business there, and you might tell people when they ask your opinion, didn't really work out for me. It wasn't really that great of a place. You know, you can go, you can do whatever you want to do, but just, you know, fair warning. So
okay,
just maybe be a little bit more subtle about it. Don't go straight to Yelp and do a diatribe on how bad it was there.
Okay, so if I send a note to the manager and they say, come in, we want to replace your order, do I go?
I would think it in good faith, yes, you can go, and I don't think that you're not going to have a bunch of people going in there and spitting in your food.
Okay,
on good faith.
Okay, on good faith. Okay, well, I have good faith that you all will stick around and join us, because we have two more hours of the Shaletta Show coming up.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.